This is Ozarks at Large. A group called the Voter Approval Committee is seeking to pass a new amendment to Arkansas's Constitution requiring voter approval on all tax increases by the state and its counties and cities. Committee member Glenn Gallis says the amendment also requires any tax increase or extension to be voted on during a general or primary election and not during a special election when, he says, fewer voters get to the polls.
This is not an anti-tax matter. This is simply the ability for the people to be more involved in the process to prevent sometimes seemingly the select few to change the tax rates of the general population. And that is the American way, getting the people involved in the political process.
Once the wording of the amendment is approved by the Attorney General, Gallis says supporters will have until June to collect 78,000 signatures from registered voters in Arkansas to ensure the amendment makes the ballot next November.
We mentioned yesterday a proposal by a state lawmaker that would review Arkansas's sales tax exemptions and demand to hear justifications for why each should remain on the books. Republican State Representative Davey Carter says the goal is to create a broader tax base with lower rates across the board. Since the proposal has been announced, Roby Brock with our content partner TalkBusiness.net has been getting some reaction.
We spoke with Governor Mike Beebe about this. He was a bit cautious in his approach. He was glad to see that any efforts to try to do this shift that Representative Carter's talking about would be revenue neutral and that they might repeal some sales tax exemptions to help some people reduce their income tax rates. And then we talked to a couple of legislators, too, in particular the budget co-chairs, Senate Gilbert Baker and Representative Kathy Webb, both think the idea have merit and think that it's long overdue for this type of review, and I think they're looking forward to it and hoping that there's some political will there to make some changes if something surfaces.
Roby also says lobbyists are looking at this as a potential source for a lot of business from people who don't want many of the exemptions to be removed.
The Walton Arts Center is adding a concert by blues artist and Grammy winner Kebmo to its January lineup. The venue announced yesterday that he'd play January 25th. Tickets for the show go on sale Friday.
SONA, the Symphony of Northwest Arkansas, continues its inaugural season with a Christmas Pops concert Saturday, December 10th at 7:30 p.m. at Walton Arts Center in Fayetteville. The concert will feature Northwest Arkansas vocalist Echo Sibley and Chantry Dean and the debut of its new choral group, SONA Singers. Tickets available at 443-5600 or waltonartcenter.org.
Support for KUAF also comes from Westwood Gardens, offering a variety of Westwood-grown poinsettias, as well as live Christmas trees, wreaths, and garland. With four locations in Northwest Arkansas, westwoodgardens.com for more information.